that much. I mean, fantasy. I mean, look at Lord of the Rings, right?
Oh, that's true. That's all, like, it's a manly
they
movie.
They had to write
it's
a part
a really
for Arwen.
Manly movie. It's right. A man's man.
Every week, Rob Balder and Jamie Noguchi meet for dinner at Teaism, a Japanese restaurant in Washington, D.C. For those few hours, their table becomes an office. After they discuss fantasy, science fiction, and video games, they get to work on their graphic novel, Earthworld.
No, you're doing it wrong. Erase that line.
That's Rob. He writes Earthworld, an epic fantasy full of magic, intrigue.
And we have a giant fat guy as our main character.
And that's Jamie. He's the illustrator. And that giant fat guy is Parson Gotti, a gaming geek who is transported to a universe full of evil ogres and valiant knights. It's fantasy and sci-fi stories like this that Rob and Jamie grew up on.
The bar was not very high in the
80s. All right, yeah.
Because, like, if you say, all right, well, if Buck Rogers was not the greatest science fiction TV series in the 80s, what was? Knight Rider?
Yeah. Knight Rider was barely science fiction.
I know.
What was it?
What was the best science fiction?
Transformers?
You know, that's a pretty solid candidate.
Transformers? What else? I mean, Bionic Woman was around.
No, that was 70s.
Oh, never mind.
Even though Earthworld is an epic war story, Rob brings an irreverent sense of humor to the subject. And the art style Jamie uses to draw it is best described as cute. Rob says that this is intentional.
We want the cognitive dissonance between opposing armies set to destroy one another and the cute teddy bears.
If we came out with, you know, this hyper-realistic looking artwork, we would be lumped in with all the other fantasy comics out there. And if we did just, you know, cutesy stuff with cute gags, we would be lumped in with other comics that are out there. And we kind of wanted to make our own voice.
Rob Balder created the rough idea for Earthworld with another cartoonist years ago, but it never got off the ground. That is until March 2006, when he met Jamie Noguchi at a meetup for Washington area webtoonists. It was the beginning of a unique partnership.
I'm reading Jamie that plot outline, and it took 45 minutes to, like, read everything that was going on, explain the details and everything that was going on. Got to the end of it, and Jamie had listened very quietly through most of it, and then he just sort of leaned back in his chair with his arms crossed, and he said, "This has to be the best thing I've ever drawn."
It wasn't long before readers and critics noticed. Last year, Time magazine included Earthworld on its annual top 10 list of graphic novels. What sets Earthworld apart from the other books on that list is that for now, it's published entirely on the internet. Jamie says the web gave them a convenient way to build an audience they wouldn't have found otherwise.
The other nice thing about the web is it democratizes who can produce content. So it's not just, you know, your old standbys, you know, the guy who's written 50,000 books, and you go to him because he's written 50,000 books. It could be Joe Schmo in the college dorm says, "I have something stupid to say or funny to say, and I can do that." And I think that's what the web allows us to do.
The web also allows graphic novelists to do with a computer what they can't do on paper, like insert animated panels or sound effects. Rob and Jamie want to create a wiki, an online database about the Earthworld universe to complement the comic.
When people saw a character or something like that, they could click on the character out of the comic and get the wiki page popping up on that character. Now, as a companion to the story that there's the linear story that they're reading, that could actually be very helpful and add new dimensions for the readers.
Rob and Jamie are hoping that the success on their website and mention from Time will get their comic published in print.
This is a good time for the graphic novel in general. The last couple of years have been very good for the term. You know, traditional book publishers are picking up this term and picking up artists who are doing their own original graphic novels.
They are starting to identify webcomics that they want to publish, and they're bringing them to the store shelves.
Many of Rob and Jamie's colleagues in the webtooning community have already made that leap, either through self-publishing or by getting picked up by large publishers. Rob and Jamie are hoping to print the first volume of Earthworld sometime this year. They're also considering moving their office to a new location.
All right, so we should go to Hooters.
That's creator food.
We should go.
The problem with Hooters is distraction. Auditory and visual distraction.
Dude, they have fried pickles there.
Okay, so now I could get behind a fried pickle.
Fried pickle chips.
Fried pickle chips.
Yeah, they slice them.
Even better.
And they batter them and then they fry them joints.
I'm all over the fried pickles.
Totally
thing.
Hooters.
All right, maybe we want to do Hooters next week?
We'll try Hooters.
All right. That's going to be a bad idea, but we'll get fried pickle chips.
Pickle chips.
And, you know, they could probably...
You can check out Earthworld at www.earthworld.com. For Intern Edition, I'm Lindsay Totty.